We're talking about how to acquire Zahirus. Zahirus literally is translated as being careful, but the way we are defining it based on Ramchal is a little more intricate. The way we're defining Zahirus is that it is a
Knowing.
knowing your goal in life, knowing your mission on where we're headed, and then evaluating. Making a cheshbon ha-nefesh, evaluating all your actions to see if they're getting you closer to that goal. That's Zahirus, according to Musa Sharm. Because just being careful doesn't help. If it doesn't help, what am I careful about? Careful to maybe do the wrong thing. So it's not, it doesn't help just to be, right? And awareness doesn't either, right? Not gonna lose weight. Be aware of what you eat. I'm aware, but I'm still hungry. Right? So awareness doesn't help you lose weight. So you gotta figure out your goal. You wanna lose weight. Oh, you wanna lose weight. Okay. Now let's be aware, not just aware, because I'm aware that I'm eating ice cream, but leave me alone. I'm hungry. I'm in the mood. Right? So awareness doesn't do the trick either. So you have to know that you wanna lose weight, and then you need to also know which things are good for that and which aren't. But then you have to evaluate is if what I'm eating helping me get to my goal or not. That is the ears. So you need both parts. You need to know your goal in life, your mission, and then you need to be have an awareness. But the awareness is klape is regarding how it affects your that reaching that goal. The first step is learning Torah. Learning Torah will accomplish this automatically. We're explaining of Mamash a great explanation yesterday, because what confuses us from our mission is when we do things that are driven from our instincts, from our instincts, and that furthers us from our goal and our mission in life to be more spiritual. So the more a person is in touch with their neshama, the more they're in touch with their neshama, the more their actions will reflect a neshama type of action. And therefore, our neshama is well aware of our mission. And our neshama is well aware of what this thing is getting you to your mission. So if a person lives more of a, if a person is more in touch with their neshama, they will automatically if a person is more in touch with their neshama, they will automatically have more zeus. Okay? So that's where we got up to yesterday. Just one moment, I forgot something. I have to tell my Vastra people that we're learning tonight. I think we're not. Now, furthermore, Omnam, al derech prat hamevi lezehu, ha-hizboinus al-chomer ha-avoida shechai bo ha-adam vo'im kadin aleha. So the first step after Torah, when you get more specific, is understanding the chomer of avoida, understanding the how what's at stake when it comes to avoidas Hashem, and how specific and intricate the halachas are. V'yetzei lo zeh min ha'iyun b'maisim ha'ksuvim b'sifrei ha'kodesh. Person has to go learn stories from Chazal min ha'limud b'mamari ha'chazal levracha mo'er al zeh. The person has to learn Chazal, Agarata, has to learn about how bad it is not to follow Hashem's words. V'hinei yesh b'zvon hazeh ha'aretz ha'aretz b'hadragel l'shal me'adil p'chusim mehem u'chol ha'mon kumay. When a person, depending on your level, you will be Nisoyer to this. What's the, how you translate them?
That's okay.
Awakened to this or inspired to this point. Each
One
person has their own level on this.
point.
What? L'shalmei Adas. The first highest level is a person that's complete. He's a Oyved Hashem. He's a high level guy. So what does he have to think about to get him to motivate him in this idea? She's that the main thing in life is what we call shlemus. Shlemus is completion. Okay? Person on a high level has to come to a realization that they need to be fully engaged, right? Has to come to a realization that if you are missing a drop of your potential, you failed. This is obviously the highest level people. We have to understand Hashem gives you everything you need to succeed, and our mission is use it all up. Be fully shalom, complete. If we fall short of that, we've kind of come short. Kine. If you realize that your goal in life is completion, is being, really using your full potential, and number two, you realize that to get to your full potential, the way you achieve that is through Ma'asim Tovim, good deeds, Midos Tovos, being a good person. Then you will not limit yourself and do try to get away with the bare minimum. See, if we look at Torah and mitzvahs as obligations, taxes, we've got to do this, we have to do this, we've got to do that. So what is your attitude towards taxes? Pay the least you can to get away with it. You have an accountant that says, I am an expert and make a, you will pay your full tax dollar. Not a penny less, right? Not a popular guy. So the word is that you want to be able to pay the least you can and still get away with it. Meaning that, you've dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's and you figured it out. But this is good. You've figured out how to not take this, you
Corrections.
no extras. Good. So tax people want to get away with the bare minimum. So if Torah and mitzvahs is a tax on life, God, thank you, but I owe you one. I owe you. You told me to do this, told me, but so then our attitude is going to be that we're going to try to get away with the bare minimum. When we realize that Torah and mitzvahs is not a tax to Hashem, it's a gift which enables us to achieve our full potential, then you want to do as much as you can, not as least as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? It's a good point. I like it. That's and so Shmuel, I got a good muscle in there. Mark that one down. Yeah, I like it. So the idea is that, and that's what he's saying here. Once a person realizes this is their full shlemus, they're not going to want to try to get away at the bare minimum. They're going to Adra, but they're going to realize this is going to achieve my full shlemus. So, let me do as much as I can. Why? Because they understand what most people don't, which is Shema Emtsoim Eila. They realize that to the degree that a person is active in their Torah learning and in their davening and chesed, to that degree, they are going to be a shalom. And to the degree that they don't, they're not going to be a shalom. So it's not like trying to get with the minimum. Do what you can. Obviously, everyone has their scope, but that's what these people realize. And therefore, this is a very big motivating factor. Everything is going to be accounted for. I had a Rebbe once that said that there was a guy that came up to Shemaim. He came up to Shemaim And this guy, he never did an aver in his life. But why not? Because he always had one shita to rely on. He always had his, like, okay, I could rely on this, I could go and get away with this, and I'm never doing anything wrong. So he held that he held he so he held himself to a very, very high esteem. I'm going straight to Olam Haba. Now I'm clean slate. So he gets to Olam Haba, and he sits down and they serve him a can of tuna fish. Like, tuna fish? This is why I got an all on tuna fish. So he shows him a medrash that says, "There's a sheet of levios
Amazing.
Right? So to the degree that the person is muster to his shle to his mitzvahs, that's the degree that he will be showing. That's what he's saying.
It's different than what we said before. I mean, it's a report, not another debate. So
Well,
this
no.
is more, this is just like the famous how much I'll have in your
No,
life.
I'm saying, but that's the same point. So therefore, a person that realizes that Torah and mitzvahs is not a tax, Torah and mitzvahs is a potent is an opportunity to develop your potential. So you want to do more and more. If you're going to try to just do less and less and less, that's going to affect your shleimus, and that's going to affect your own habba. It's not. It also Torah is very much not about, it's like all or nothing. It's to the degree that. It's all in proportion. For these people, if they don't have their shlemus, it's considered a tzara for them. A tzara is a tragedy. Okay, this is the first level. We'll discuss it further tomorrow. All right.